We now like to invite Brother Brent McLaren from the Woodvale congregation to guide our thoughts on the subject, how to train your conscience. Brother Brent McLaren, please.
New Zealand Flight 901 was equipped with the latest navigational and computer systems of its time. Yet in spite of this, it flew right into the side of a mountain. So what happened? What went wrong? Well, after investigation, it was determined that due to a typing error, the wrong coordinates were entered into the aircraft's computer. So this really demonstrates for us that even the best navigational systems are useless. Yes, they can even be dangerous if the right information is not fed into them. Well, this is just like our conscience. It's been given to us to help us to navigate the challenges of life and to guide us, to help us to make wise decisions. However, if we input the wrong information into our conscience, it too can become useless. Yes, it too can be dangerous and lead us to spiritual disaster. So how can we be sure that we're putting in the right coordinates or that we're training it properly? Well, it really starts by recognizing the scriptural truth that's highlighted in Jeremiah 10 and 23, where it says that it does not belong to man who is walking to direct his own steps. So if we're not capable, as imperfect humans, to direct our own steps, would it make sense that we would turn to and trust the wisdom of other imperfect humans? Just because perhaps it's been published in a self-help guidebook or online? Well, certainly not. If we're going to have a conscience that's an effective tool, we need to recognize that it's Jehovah that is teaching us to benefit ourselves. Yes, unlike the wisdom of imperfect humans that changes with the wind of popular opinion, Jehovah's standards never change. Yes, the moral coordinates that Jehovah gives us, we can count on them. We can trust them to guide us safely through the times in which we live. Experience has shown time and again that those that reject Jehovah's guidance end up in spiritual wreckage and end up leading a life of depravity. Well, our conscience can also be compared to a muscle. And like a muscle, our conscience is strengthened if we properly nourish it, and if we exercise it. So those are the two facets that we want to look at here for a few minutes. How do we nourish and how do we exercise our conscience? So first of all, nourishing our conscience. Because it is our desire to please Jehovah, it makes sense then that it would be our goal or our aim to learn as much about him as possible. So we can understand then why daily Bible reading and meditation is fundamental in training our conscience. The more that we can immerse ourselves in the scriptures, the more we'll come to not just view the Bible as a rule book of do's and don'ts, but we'll appreciate it as a guide to help us to get to know Jehovah, to get to know his personality, to get to see how Jehovah feels about things, and to get to really understand what Jehovah likes and doesn't like, and the reasons behind it. And as we do this, then the urgings of our conscience will reflect our Father's thinking more closely, and it will give us the right direction. So let's look at a couple of examples of how this will work. As we read through the scriptures, we get to understand that Jehovah is holy or clean. So taking that into our conscience, how will that affect us? Well, turn please to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. There it says, therefore, since we have these promises, beloved ones, let us cleanse ourselves of every defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in God's fear. So our desire to imitate our Heavenly Father will cause us to also want to be clean, to cleanse ourselves. So whereas those around us may view certain things, say such as the use of tobacco products or the viewing of pornography as something that's a personal choice and acceptable, our properly trained conscience will recognize that these things make us unclean and will prompt us to stay as far away as possible from these particular things. A second example that we can consider. Turn now to Psalms 103, verse 7 and 8. And there it says in Psalms 103, verse 7 and 8, He made known His ways to Moses, His dealings even to the sons of Israel. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. So as we take the time to meditate and reflect on Jehovah's dealings with the nation of Israel and how He demonstrated mercy and loving kindness towards the people, how does that affect us? Well, that'll affect our conscience to reject the cold and callous me-first attitude that is so prevalent in the world around us today. And it will prompt us to treat others kindly and merciful in imitation of our Heavenly Father. Let's look at one last example. Which movies and video games and entertainment in general tends to be the most popular today? Isn't it the ones that feature violence? You know, the fact that these forms of entertainment are so popular shows us that for the conscience of the majority of mankind around us, this is acceptable and it doesn't bother them. But let's input Jehovah's thinking into our minds here and turn to Psalms 11. Verse 5. It says there, Jehovah Himself examines the righteous one as well as the wicked one. And anyone loving violence, his soul certainly hates. So Jehovah hates those that love violence. So if we've input that into our conscience, are we going to watch violent entertainment in whatever form it may come? Well, no, because our conscience will prompt us to stay clear of entertaining ourselves with these things. So these three brief examples just show how, in order for us to avoid making bad decisions, following the what is popular in the world around us, takes us understanding how Jehovah feels on matters. So as we do our daily Bible reading, we would be good to ask ourselves these three questions. The first one is, what does this teach me about Jehovah's personality? The second question, in my daily routine, how can I reflect this aspect of Jehovah's personality to a greater degree? And third, and you'll notice with this question, it will really help us to carry on some self-examination. So the third question, what obstacles do I face that make this a challenge? So, if we read our Bible daily and meditate on questions like these, then we will indeed be providing our conscience with the nourishment that it needs in order to be a reliable guide. So now let's talk about exercising our conscience and what's involved in that. Is it just a matter of saying, well, it doesn't bother my conscience, or my conscience is clear in this matter? Is that the test? Is that exercising our conscience? Well, let's think this through for a few minutes. Think about a gymnast in a competition. Is it the individual gymnast that determines if his routine is worthy of a prize? Well, no. There's a judge or a panel of judges, as it may be, that makes that decision based on some criteria. Well, so it is with our conscience. It's not us that judges or determines if our conscience is leading us to make wise decisions. Remember the example of the Apostle Paul, our previous talk talked about how the Apostle Paul, before he became the Apostle Paul, he was Saul, and he was known as a persecutor of the Christians. If somebody had asked the Apostle Paul, or Saul as he was known at that time, if his conscience was clear, or if his conscience was bothered at the time that he was persecuting the Christians, what would he have said? Well, he would have said, yeah, my conscience is clear. But it wasn't until he changed and started making decisions based on godly wisdom that he could write in the scriptures that his conscience was now clean before Jehovah. So this really highlights a danger that exists for us, that our having a clear conscience is not necessarily the same thing as having a clean conscience before Jehovah. So how can we make sure that in our case, are having a clear conscience and are having a clean conscience are the same thing. Well, let's go back to the gymnast for a moment. Is there anything that the gymnast can do to make sure that his routine is pleasing to the judges? Well, there is. He can practice. You can be sure that when he steps out to perform his routine, that's not the first time that he's performed that particular routine. He spent hours practicing, exercising his muscles, his body, to make sure that when he steps out before the judges, the routine becomes automatic. He just goes through his routine without almost even having to think about it. Well, it's the same with our conscience. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14 really shows what we need to do here. So in Hebrews 5 and 14, it says, "But solid food belongs to mature people, to those who through use have their perceptive powers trained to distinguish both right and wrong." So we're talking about the conscience here. And in order to train it, what do we need to do? We need to use it. We need to practice. So when we have a decision to make, whether it be a small decision, a large decision, we actually need to stop, take a step back, and consider what course of action would please Jehovah in this decision. And as we get into the habit of doing this time and again with every decision that comes along, it starts to become automatic. We'll automatically start to consider Jehovah's view on matters when we have decisions to make. So thus, we're strengthening our conscience. Our thinking patterns actually start to change in the way that we consider answers to questions. And to further help us in this process, as we're doing our daily Bible reading, like we talked about the importance of that for nourishing ourselves, but when we're doing our daily Bible reading, we don't want to do it just with the goal of getting smarter, getting more knowledge, but we need to do it with the goal of putting into practice the things that we're reading. Because the better that we understand and then apply Jehovah's word, the more reliable our conscience will become. And then we can have more confidence that when we say we have a clear conscience, it's also a clean conscience before Jehovah. So get into the habit of exercising your conscience. Make it work. Don't depend on others to make decisions of conscience for you. Don't look for lists of which movies to watch or what music to listen to. But rather search out Jehovah's feeling on the matter and then make decisions and be determined to follow through on those decisions that will bring His favor and blessing. So our review question that we want to highlight in this part is, how can we train our conscience? Well, the answer, by acquiring accurate knowledge about Jehovah and making decisions with a desire to please Him. So yes, now is the time to make the effort. Nourish our conscience. Exercise our conscience. Because then we can be confident that it will lead us to everlasting blessings.
Thank you, Brother McLaren, for helping us to appreciate the importance of grooming our conscience in line with Jehovah God's standards.